Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, December 22nd. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and top Homeland Security officials will travel to Mexico in the coming days for talks with the country's president about curbing illegal migration. That follows a decision by U.S. immigration authorities this week to close several bridges and entry points along the border with Mexico, impacting communities in Texas, Arizona, and California. U.S. officials have reported more than 7,000 arrests a day recently along the southwest border, which has overwhelmed border agents. Global gaming stocks are seeing steep drops today after Beijing released draft regulations for the online gaming industry that include restrictions on incentives to play or spend more online. Shares of Chinese tech giant Tencent shed 12% in its largest one-day share loss since October 2022. Chinese gaming company NetEase also fell some 25%, while France's Ubisoft was down almost 8% in European morning trading. If implemented, the rules could hit revenue and profit margins for gaming companies operating in one of the industry's biggest markets. And shares of Nike have fallen more than 10% in off-hours trading after it cut its revenue outlook for the year and warned of slowing consumer spending. The sneaker giant says macroeconomic conditions are deteriorating, especially in China and Europe, and that it now expects sales to rise by only 1% for the fiscal year ending May. Nike is responding with up to $2 billion in planned cost cuts over the next 3 years, which will include layoffs. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, with the Hang Seng down more than 1.5%. European shares are flat in early trading, and US stock futures are pointing lower ahead of the release of consumer spending data for November at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.